感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程。更多免费课程，大家可以关注微信公众号“随时随课”，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课。我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode, and this is Jimmy. 欢迎来到随时练英语。这两天啊，全国各大的影院都是被一部《加勒比海盗5》霸占了各大影院。首日上映呢，就已经破了亿。影片中呢，还是我们非常熟悉的杰克船长演员 Johnny Depp 约翰尼·迪普。据说啊，前几季 Johnny 自己啊都没有时间去看这部电影，可能是由于太忙了。那终于在第五部的时候啊，亲自去看了自己的电影。Johnny 在上新一期的 Ellen Show 节目的时候就说了自己啊是抽时间去看了这部电影，同时呢还非常热情的推荐自己的电影啊，也是一个非常好的一个推销者。那今天我们就一起来听一听。
But this one I did see because it's the fifth one. I thought, you know, if this is the last, I want to make sure that we're delivering what we need to deliver to the people, because the people, you know, you guys went and saw the thing 3, 4, 5 times, who knows, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you deserve to not be spoon-fed formula, so I tried to up the stakes a little with some of the
and jokes. You're happy with it, right? You should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great advertisement because...
But this one I did see because it's the fifth one. I thought if this is the last, I want to make sure we're delivering what we need to deliver to the people. Because people, you guys went and saw the thing 3, 4, 5 times. Who knows? Yeah. You know, you deserve not to be spoon-fed formula. So I try to up the stakes a little with some of the jokes.And you are happy with it, right? You should be. I mean, yeah. That's a great advertisement.
Johnny Depp 在上艾伦秀节目的时候啊，就说了自己啊确实是抽时间去看了这第五部电影哈，因为是第五部了，所以如果这一部我没有看的话，可能我就是最后一部再也看不到了。同时呢，他也想确保啊，想把自己想传达的东西传达给观众，因为大家去看了3、4、5啊，可能还有最后6、7、8都还有。所以说 Johnny 对这方面非常的重视啊，同时他说了不该用奶粉的配方来去给喂大家一勺一勺的喂别人，所以说要尝试一些新的东西，尝试一些笑话，虽然说这样的会增加一定的风险 stakes。 那么 Alan 就问他，这个你很满意吧？应该觉得非常满意。 Johnny 就说了，确实对啊，非常的满意哈。 Alan 就说了，哎，你这广告做的也是没谁了呀。下面我们来看一下今天的词汇大师。 Deliver运送、传达。 Formula 配方、奶粉。 Advertisement 广告。 Johnny Depp 在描述自己的电影的时候啊，说到观众不应该总是被 spoon-fed formula。 spoon-fed 这是它的过去式，原型呢是 spoon-feed。 那什么叫 spoon-feed 呢？非常简单，其实 spoon 就是勺子， feed 那就是喂。那我们可以想想看，如果一个人是一勺一勺的给你喂，那基本上你就可以坐那儿颐享天颐了，什么都不用管了。那么 spoon feed 除了表示用来喂食，还可以表示我们经常说的填鸭式的教育，填鸭式的灌输。 So for example, by giving out printed sheets of facts and theories, the teacher spoon fed us with what we needed for the exam. 老师们把印有事例和论说的材料发下来，把考试内容填鸭式的灌输给我们。比如我们要表达把事情的事态扩大，让本来就很糟的情况变得更加严重，这个时候呢可能很多人会用 worse。 但有一个非常地道的表达，就是 Johnny Depp 他在说的时候用了一个词组叫做 up the stakes。 这个词组呢我们也可以表达为 raise the stakes。 stakes 最早指的是刑柱，就是行刑的时候把犯人绑在柱子上面。如果你要 up the stakes, raise the stakes, 就把这个事情变得更加糟糕，更加紧急。 So for example, I can say, the stowaways are trying to raise the stakes by refusing to eat until they were given money and aid. 偷渡的人正试图通过绝食来使事态扩大，直到他们得到钱和援助。下面我们一起来学习发音连读。But this one I did see. But this one I did see. Did 这里要重读一下 did see， 同时尾音的不要读。This one I did see， 表示强调。Because it's the fifth one. Because 这里 because 可以读得轻一点。Because it's the fifth one. I thought if 可以连一下连读。I thought if this is 连起来。This is the last. I wanted to 不要了。I want to make sure we're delivering what we need to 和的都不要了。What we need to deliver to the people. Because people, you guys went 这里要弱读 went 特别了 and 同样弱读 you guys went and saw the thing 3 or 4 or 5 times. Who knows? You know 一般用作话语的衔接，这个时候我们要读低平调。You know, you deserve, 就是 deserve to not 要弱读 not be spoon-fed 的尾音不要了 spoon-fed formula. So I tried, 就有一个摩擦音要读出来 tried. I tried to up the stakes a little, 这个词读得非常的模糊，特别浊化了 the little, with some of the, 连起来 some of the jokes, and you're happy with it.And you, 中间有个连读 And you're happy with it, 也是连读 And you're happy with it, right? 特尾音不读了，省略 You should be Should 要读得重一点 You should be 你应该是这样，你应该会感到很开心 Should 重读，同时呢要略带声调，同时呢中间的要短一点，发音短促 Should You should be I mean, yeah That's a great advertisement.下面我们一起来慢速跟读。But this one I did see, because it's the fifth one. I thought if this is the last, I want to make sure we're delivering what we need to deliver to the people. Because people, you guys went and saw the thing 3, 4, 5 times, who knows? Yeah. You know, you deserve not to be spoon-fed formula. So I try to up the stakes a little with some of the jokes. And you're happy with it, right? You should be.I mean, yeah. That's a great advertisement. But this one I did see, because the fifth one, I thought if this is the last, I want to make sure we're delivering what we need to deliver to the people. Because people, you guys went and saw the thing 3, 4, or 5 times, who knows? Yeah. You know, you deserve not to be spoon-fed formula, so I tried to up the stakes a little with some of the jokes. And you're happy with it, right? You should be.I mean, yeah. That's a great advertisement. You did a great job. That's right. Congratulations. Thanks for you guys for made it so far and to be a part of it. 恭喜大家能够坚持到这一步，并且坚持每天进行提交作业。那么今天呢，大家可以在我们的后台进行语音作业回复。在下期的节目中呢，我们会选取一位同学的作业进行点评，并且给大家指出一些问题。All right, thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you guys next time. Have a good day.